V+2. Sector 1, New Kerguelen.
So where is everyone? Terra asked as she followed the messengers through a door which led from the enormous Sector 0 into something more akin to a hallway. And how many of you actually are there?
She could easily have believed she was still inside the mothership, and indeed had something of a hard time reminding herself that she wasn't. The floor, the walls, and the impossibly high ceiling of the narrow passage were all as white as the interior of the craft, but most conspicuous was the complete lack of other aliens. Terra's second question about the size of New Kerguelen's population was not something Dan had ever really thought about. But now that it was in his mind, he was tremendously curious and keen to find out.
In the region of 40,000, one of the messengers replied.
Wow, Dan reacted. Although he hadn't considered the point in great depth, his guess would have been at least one order of magnitude higher than this. And no one is fit to replace your elders? There isn't anyone else with accumulated wisdom? Even someone like one of you guys? You know a lot. It might not help with this exact shelter problem you have, but it would fix the power vacuum. Because that's going to be a problem even if human engineers fix your roof in exchange for whatever information and tech you can give us. The messengers stopped walking quite abruptly.
Lop ban mo san shu.
One sang into the air, the tone rising and falling melodically, exactly as Dan remembered.
Vada lin bu. Sishu dab kolo.
Its partner replied. Dan enjoyed the sound. It was truly soothing. But it didn't take a genius to know that the messengers were using their vocalizations, understandable only to each other, because they wanted to discuss something without Dan hearing it. No more vocalizations came.
We confirmed previously that our elders remain in death as they were in life, in all but their ability to guide us,
one of the messengers said. As ever, everything they said was now heard equally clearly by both Terra and Dan.
There is a reason why we cannot take their place, and it is an important one to understand.
The messengers moved to the other side of the narrow corridor and continued only another 20 paces or so. At that point, one touched the wall in a certain spot for several seconds to bring a previously concealed doorway into view. Dan and Terra were far too far down the rabbit hole to turn back now, and each knew it just as well as the other. They stepped forward in unison, crossing the threshold like it was nothing. The room they entered was very different from those before it, by simple virtue of the fact that it wasn't a void of nothingness. Dan's eyes took in everything, from the low chairs to the long window-like panel that ran horizontally along the far side of the room and essentially served as the upper half of its wall. He walked over, naturally enough, and there he saw two tall metallic pillars on the other side of the glass. Clearly man-made, or alien-made to be more precise, the perfectly crafted gray pillars extended at least 20 meters into the air, far higher than the ceiling of the room Dan observed them from. They had a polished sheen and a very slight bezel-like groove around each of their sides, which planted a seed in Dan's mind that they could perhaps act as screen-like displays for relaying data of some kind. Something about them made them seem like a lot more than mere pillars, and Dan grew surer by the second that they were powered appliances or instruments of some kind. He belatedly noticed that a similar room to the one he was standing in appeared directly in front of him, with one to the left and another to the right. The pillars were in a central quadrant observable from four different rooms, for one reason or another. Upon closer inspection, Dan saw that the pillars were connected to each other by a cable not altogether unlike that which had once been connected to his own neck. Furthermore, four other cables ran from each pillar, one entering each of the surrounding rooms.
So where are the elders? Terra asked,
standing at Dan's side, having sauntered over to the window more slowly after examining everything en route. The room's layout and furniture wasn't quite as alien as she may have expected, but on reflection, this made a fair degree of sense, given that the messengers were bipedal humanoids of relatively similar height and weight, so it stood to reason that they would find physical comfort in similar places. To her question, the messengers said nothing.
Are you taking us to see them next?
She pushed.
Are the elders in another sector?
Terra, Dan said, speaking out loud and momentarily breaking his visual focus to look into her eyes. We're looking at them right now.
I wouldn't believe what I'm about to tell you if I wasn't seeing this with my own eyes, but I don't think their elders are dead, because I don't think they were ever really alive.
She gasped, stunned.
You mean?
Yeah, Dan said. Their elders were machines.